Hermina Shabazz here, owner and operator of Absolutely Fabulous Shea Soufflé and proud sponsor of EPRN, Black Owned and Operated Radio Network. Absolutely Fabulous Shea Soufflé is 100% shea butter whipped to thick, rich, creamy perfection with only natural ingredients. Your skin will delight in the long-lasting moisture and delicate scents such as strawberry mango, baby fresh, and vanilla coconut, to name a few. Visit our website of afshea.com to choose your favorite today.
Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund LLLP. Go to blackstarfundllp.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online, or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
Are you a proud Black business owner or musician? Email me at ninashaz@gmail.com to have your business and music posted and mentioned on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, for a small donation. We're a proud sponsor for Black-owned businesses and are looking forward to promoting your hard work and further success. Again, if you're interested in having your business advertised, please email me at ninashaz@gmail.com. That's M-I-N-A-S-H-A-Z-Z at gmail.com.
Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man,
listen now what Paul said, but if any man
draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in it.
No pleasure in it.
Who do you believe in?
Mr. President, I heard that you don't really love us. No, we the chosen, and your job is to try to corrupt us. Want us to suffer, but the Father, he keeping us covered. Under his mercy, we are waking up, it's almost over. Telling my people to repent, learn to be sober, study the ways. Understand it's a curse, and we had to be slaves. Still stiff-necked, breaking all the laws we were given. All the ones that'll be protected are those who know they're the children, so they obey. Walk to those with no faith, a part of his spirit, and so we can't be erased. Therefore, we gotta get it right or get tossed in the lake. Picture brimstones touching your face, it's too real, ain't it? The torture got me motivated, I don't wanna burn. Know it's a better place to go, and I gotta learn. Humble myself, I'm strengthening my spirit. Gotta turn down the flesh to even hear it. Do you feel it?
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Know at times it's hard, this is who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, this is who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
The fact of the matter is that this life is a battle. We're being chastised now with a spiritual powder. How you expect to go to war with no ammo? You better think about it. Like a nation of Rambos, even the king rider. Gotta disarm us before we unify. Identify each other as brothers and come to genocide. Let's ride, Israelite pride. And the Bible is my 45. Studying the scriptures, getting closer to the Most High. Tell me who wanna bang out with the highest power. Without him, you're dirt cheap, like a drinking happy hour. This goes out to all the non-believers. Y'all a bunch of cowards. Y'all too busy being wicked, letting pork and pit the fire. Y'all wake up confessing, knowing I'm wrong. I don't deserve to live. I am not worthy of him or his kill. So I thank him every day that I wake and see that I live. Ain't nothing fake, I'm in the war. You scared to come out the crib.
Who do you believe in? Put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, this is who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, this is who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
the children of men, to see if they were ready to did understand and seek the Most High. 3, they are all gone aside, they are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. 4, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat of my people as they eat bread, and called not upon thy power of higher?
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Blessings, family, and thank you for joining me this evening. I'm here to bring to you Jeremiah chapter 6, False Prophets, the Old Way, and Rebellious Jews. Now, as we know, that we're supposedly into the new year. And fam, this is what happens when you have rebellious Jews. And we're rebellious right now. We are rebellious at this very moment because we chose to follow the pagan ways. We just experienced 2 of the pagan holidays that the Most High wants us to repent of. We did so-called Thanksgiving, which actually celebrated the killing and slaughtering of the natives of this land. And of course, we're not the natives. I must make that very clear, because I know a lot of people believe that we so-called African Americans, blacks, you know, we're supposed to be so-called here. And they call from here. They're starting to give us the FBA thing, the Foundational Black Americans and all that, to separate themselves from the true, true history of our people and the true trauma and drama of our people. Yes, there were dark-skinned people in the United States. Yes, there were dark-skinned natives. There are dark-skinned Asians. There are dark-skinned Indians. There are dark-skinned from India. There are people who do have melanin. But does that mean that they are us because they have melanin? No, it does not. The Ethiopians have melanin, but they are not the same as us. It's the so-called African-Americans who were brought over to the Americas via slave trade. Okay, because the Most High gave us land. He gave us a place. He gave us what we needed to be. But he also kicked us out due to rebellious behaviors and following false gods and idolatry. That's what got us in the situation where we are here today. And Jeremiah chapter 6 speaks of that. But again, we did the Christmas holiday as well. So-called for Christ, the Christ holiday, but it's not. And it's supposed to be the new year. We just figured out, too, that it's not the new year. It cannot be a new year in the dead of winter, family. Nothing's growing, nothing's living, nothing's blooming. Life begins in the new year. And for some reason, we don't understand that because we choose the pagan rituals, the pagan holidays. And a lot of us are not reaching out about our true history. A lot of us want to deny it and want to hide from it. But we can't hide and deny our existence, family. It's time to wake up. And the Most High is doing that. He is doing that right now. We're seeing all kinds of plagues, all kinds of wild stuff happening in this world right now. Of course, we hear about Colorado getting burnt down again, you know, and you have over there in the Middle East area getting snowstorms, hailstorms. Then you're getting, you know, the islands and stuff are getting bombarded with floods and bad storms. It's a lot of wild things that are happening, family, and the Most High is sending out signs and signals all over the place, but for some reason our ignorance won't allow us to see what is truly happening. But we got to see what's happening, family. We got to wake up. It's time to wake up, Jacob. It's time to wake up. So let's read Jeremiah chapter 6 and see what's going on. Because, family, it's getting deep and it's getting real. We got to come out of these pagan rituals. We got to come out of all of that. It's not the new year. There is no such thing as Christmas. There's no such thing as Santa Claus. It's Satan Claus, but not Santa Claus. All of those things are for the Gentiles. And we picked up these bad habits from them, and the Most High has been punishing us ever since. So let's begin. Jeremiah chapter 6. Ye children of Benjamin, gather yourselves to flee out of the midst of Jerusalem, and blow the trumpet in Tekoa, and set up a sign of fire in Beth Hesarim. For evil appeareth out of the north, and great destruction. I have likened the daughter of Zion to a comely and delicate woman. The shepherds with their flocks shall come unto her. They shall pitch their tents against her round about. They shall feed everyone in his place. Prepare ye war against her. Arise, and let us go up at noon. Woe unto us, for the day goeth away, for the shadows of the evening are stretched out. Arise, and let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces. For thus hath the Lord of hosts said, hew ye down trees, and cast a mount against Jerusalem. This is the city to be visited. She is woefully oppressed in the midst of her. As a fountain casteth out her waters, so she casteth out her wickedness. Violence and spoil is heard in her. Before me continually is grief and wounds. You hear that, family? As a fountain casteth out her waters, so she casteth out her wickedness. Violence and spoil is heard in her. Before me continually is grief and wounds. Is it not grief and wounds and perils that we are facing right now, family? Our children are constantly still getting slaughtered in the streets with no repercussions. There's no equality within this world for us. Not in the United States, not in Europe, not even in the continent of Africa. Guys, we have no equality. And the Most High is showing his wrath. He's showing his anger against his children, against the daughter of Zion. He's showing his wrath. Okay? Let's listen to 57. Let's go to Isaiah 57:20 to back that verse up. Isaiah 57:20. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up myrrh and dirt. Wow. There's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. There's no peace. So guys, we're up here being wicked. We're supposed to be his people. So you know, it's like a father who chastises his child, who he loves. If he didn't love us, he wouldn't care what we do. He wouldn't care that we would celebrate these Christmases and these pagan days. He wouldn't care. He wouldn't put wrath upon us. He wouldn't be saying harsh things like this, giving us warning, telling us what's going to happen. And yet we still do it. And yet we still do it. Let's go to verse 8 of Jeremiah chapter 7. Be thou instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from thee, lest I make thee desolate, a land not inhabited. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, they shall thoroughly glean the remnant of Israel as a vine. Turn back thine hand as a grape gatherer into the baskets. To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Meaning that we don't care about the Most High's words. People, we're going out here now. They're modern-day prophets, and I know some people are going to get a little triggered because I called us, some of us prophets, but it is what it is because we're out here spreading this word. There are a lot of us out here that are really about the office business and trying to bring Israel back to the Father. There are a lot of us out here trying to spread his word and give warning. Okay? He says, let's read verse 10 again. It says, to whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Meaning, when we go out here and tell this word to people, they don't want to hear this. They don't want to hear me reading Jeremiah 6 in verse 10. They don't want to hear that. Because there's no delight in it. There's no joy in it. There's no wickedness in it. There's no self-love in it, so to speak. And when I say self-love, I don't mean that in a good way. Okay? Because they don't really believe that the Most High exists. They don't believe this. They don't believe in this book. They don't believe in his word. They see this as a big-time storybook. Just a fantasy book full of allegories and memes and all that kind of stuff. And the society would have it that way. They would have it sold for us. Because we're not supposed to catch up and be who we are. We're not supposed to see who we are. But the Most High is telling us right here what's going down and what's happening. And people, we need to wake up. Verse 11. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holy men. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken. The age with him that is full of days. I mean, he's taking everybody. He also says something about this in previous chapters, too, of the book. Talking about how husbands and wives and everybody, your children be taken. You know, the old, I mean, that Gentiles will come about you that will have no care for the old or the young. It's spoken. All this is spoken. And their houses shall be turned unto others, with their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. So pretty much slavery. You have people that's going to come in and take you over. They're going to take your husband. They're going to take your wives from you. They're going to take your children from you. They're going to take your lands from you. And you're just going to be a slave. Most High is going to humble you, people. He's going to humble you, family. He is going to humble you. He has broken us over 400 years. And even before then, family. Even before then. It started a long time ago. Yes, it started. He broke us. Started a long time ago. Well, they say 70 AD. That was a great big one right there. But after a while, we still was trying to maintain and get together after that. But after a while, it was just this main thing when the slave trade started happening. When he allowed another people to rise up and gain power. The power that we're supposed to have to be ruling. He gave it to them. He gave it to strangers. He gave it to thugs. He gave it to a people who has no morals and don't care about the young or the old. They only care about power and destruction and to destroy you and that you may never come up. And that's what's going on right now, fam. That's why what's happening right now is a whole lot deeper than just, you know, they're trying to vaccinate the world. It's a lot more to it going on here, family. They're trying to suppress the people. They're trying to kill a people. They're trying to not let history be unfolded. The Most High's history, the Most High's words, they're not trying to allow that to happen. And that's what we're going through right now. So, let's get back. Verse 11 again. Therefore I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the age with him that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others, with their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. So he's pretty much telling us that we are much false prophets even now. That's what's happening. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slyly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. There is no peace, family. There is no peace. We have no peace. And we keep hearing about peace. The marches with Martin Luther King, we have Malcolm X, we have all those things. And they kept talking about peace and peace, but yet there's still no peace. You know, we have so-called Biden, who is telling us that if you ain't black, if you don't vote for him, if you don't vote Democrat, what is that? Screaming, there'll be peace. If you guys vote for me, there'll be peace. Oh, you guys, we got you covered. We got you covered. All these years of oppression and suppression and depression, we got you covered. And yet, there is no peace. Verse 15. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall at the time that I visit them. They shall be cast down, saith the Lord. So the Most High is coming for those false prophets, y'all. So if you have a false spirit amongst you, you might want to remove yourself. Because the Most High is talking about it. He's dealing with it now. That's the thing we got to realize, too. The Most High is dealing with this right now, family. We're in the midst of what revelation is going down. We're in the midst of it. We're in the midst of this Most High's rebuilding, so to speak. We're actually kind of tearing it down so he can get the rebuilding in. But the awakening is for real. The Most High has awakened the people. He has awakened everybody. And he's sending down signs all around us, but some of us are choosing to ignore it. And let's keep going. Let's see, verse 14. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people, slyly, saying, peace, peace, where there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fall. At the time I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walketh therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. They don't want to walk in peace. They don't want to walk in peace, family. Let's try this. Let's look this up. Let's try Isaiah 8:20. Let's look up Isaiah 8:20. And see if we can get some second-hand love on this right here. We can get some more information, so to speak. So we'll do Isaiah 8 in verse 20. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Did you hear that, family? You heard that. There's no light in them. And so we have someone out here telling you, oh, that the word of the Most High is just allegories. It's not real. You guys found this little book and it has no existence. Why y'all doing this? This is what it is. Where we are right now, what it is, it's always been this way. It's always going to be this way. You're always going to be a suppressed person. Because Christianity told you that you so-called Hamites and that you forever perpetually cursed and all of this nonsense. The lies that Christianity has taught you, has taught us. Well, let's keep going. Back to Jeremiah 6, verse 17. Also, I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Therefore, hear ye nations and know, O congregations, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words. So this is the Most High talking to his people, y'all. He's not talking to Gentiles. He ain't talking to other nations. He's talking to actual Israel. He's talking to the Jews. He's talking to us. He's talking to Judah. He's talking to Benjamin. He's talking to the tribes. Talking to his people. He's saying, therefore, hear ye nations and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. So he's allowing us, that's why he's letting our minds just go wild, and we out here doing all kinds of crazy nonsense, like celebrating Kwanzaa, celebrating Christmas. Celebrating Easter, that's soon to be coming around the corner. But not one holy day have we practiced, family. Not one holy day. We reject the holy days. We reject them with all our passions. And so therefore the Most High said he bring evil upon us then. Even our thoughts. That's where a lot of us are mentally tormented around here. Mentally tormented. Spirits just eating you alive. Because the Most High has allowed it so. Because you rejected him. To what purpose cometh there to me incense from Sheba? To what purpose cometh there to me incense from Sheba? And the sweet cane from a far country. Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me. So the Messiah has rejected our sacrifices. So therefore, there's no more sacrifices, family. He has rejected those sacrifices because we didn't mean them. We didn't mean them. We turn around and do the same thing again after we did the sacrifices, so-called repentance. We find out that we were just lying. We weren't being honest and truthful with our gifts to the Most High. We did it to see if we can, to pretty much, you know, have the Most High think that we're like he's some idiot or something. I don't know, why do we think that the Most High knows all our thoughts? He knows our thoughts. He even allowed the bad ones even come into our heads because we're not truthful. Therefore saith the Lord, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall upon them. The neighbor and his friend shall perish. Thus saith the Lord, behold, a people cometh from the north country, and a great nation shall be raised from the sides of the earth. They shall lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voice roars like the sea, and they ride upon horses, set in array as men for war against thee, O daughter of Zion. So the Most High allowed these people, these oppressors right now that we got, these oppressors, they've been around for a minute. And guess who allowed it? Because beforehand, we were following the Most High and doing his will and following his law, statutes, and commandments and living according to his laws. We ruled over people. No one could touch us. No one had power over us. No one had power over us. And that's what's happening right now. He laid stumbling blocks before us. That's why we have all these challenges, family. This is why we have all these challenges against us. Because Most High has allowed it. He has allowed the challenges. He allowed us to be tortured and tormented. Yes, he allowed that treacherous slave trade, that shit, you know, being your family members being tossed over, your ancestors being tossed over the ship while still alive, feet and hands being cut off, mental anguish. He allowed these people to do this. He said that. He said he would send a fierce nation. That's what he did. He sent a fierce nation against us. They shall lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voice roars like the sea, and they ride upon horses set array as men for war against thee, O daughter of Zion. We have heard the fame thereof. Our hands wax feeble. Anguish hath taken hold of us, and pain as of a woman in travail. Go not forth into the field, nor walk by the way, for the sword of the enemy and fear is on every side. Family, we are surrounded by the Most High's fury. O daughter of my people, gird thee with sackcloth, and wallow thyself in ashes. Make thee mourning as for an only son. Most bitter lamentation, for the spoiler shall suddenly come upon us. I have set thee for a tower and a fortress among my people, that thou mayest know and try their way. They are all grievous revolters, walking with slanderers. They are brass and iron. They are all corrupters. The bellows are burnt. The lead is consumed by the fire. The lead is consumed by the fire. The founder melleth in vain, for the wicked are not plucked away. Reprobate silver shall men call them, because the Lord hath reenacted them. Okay? So, y'all, the Most High has pretty much told us, and this is Jeremiah 6, has told us, this is for the rebellious Jews. Listen to the words he has said. He had allowed another nation from the north to come into us, family. He allowed a nation from the north to come in. And they don't care about the old. They don't care about the young. They don't care about none of that. They don't care about us because the Most High, because we didn't care about him, he didn't care about us no more. He allowed us to be taken out. He so allowed us to be removed and bamboozled and corrupted and denigrated. And I hear a lot of us talk about, you know, they're thinking that this is just somehow just a matter of us just pulling ourselves by our bootstraps, get out here and start working, you know what I'm saying? We come together and all that kind of stuff. But that's not what's going to give, that's not what's going to save us, family. And I know it because I hear it through a lot of our black media. And I respect our black media. I surely do. But the one thing that they're lacking is the spiritual aspect of it. They see what's happening. They know that this isn't right. But they feel that we can change this. That somehow, and we can, but not in the sense of the political way that this wicked nation is doing it. It's not going to work that way. The nation's way of working and the nation's, you know, political stance and all that stuff like that, this is their world. This is how they are to rule. We are to rule a whole nother way. There's a whole nother aspect to it. It's a higher level. It's a higher power. We're not made for the earthly, just the earthly way of ruling. There's a higher power, a spiritual way of ruling that Israel's supposed to be ruling. We're supposed to be right here being a light to the Gentiles. And yet, we're sitting right here following the same darkness they're following. Rejecting the Most High Power, the one who created all things. How can you reject a high power? How can you reject it? How can you not see it? And we think we're just going to vote our way to change. We're just going to vote in some people who just... No, because this system was created by Satan himself. This is his world right now. The Most High is allowing this type of system to rule, to show us, to show his people what the deal is, to awaken us to the dietary laws and stuff. They count. They matter, family. And diverse laws and all that stuff like that and how to live morally upright life and standing is the only way to conquer the system. But the Most High is going to put down some plagues and stuff because things got to go down. I mean, we're in the book of Revelation. Things are going down, family. And it's happening rapidly. And we got to come to terms with this. Because we think everything is just on its physical plane. We're not seeing the spiritual aspect of it all. And that's what's missing. That's the key. That's the link that's missing. Is the spiritual aspect to it. And a lot of people want to reject the spiritual aspect of it. Or they want to come with us with the silly Christianity type things. Or they want to come with us with the Kwanzaa things. They want to come with us with the Islam thing. They want to come with all these man-made religions. When the Most High said, he is the truth, the way, and the life, and the power. He is the way. Okay? He says this. And we need to listen and got to understand what's going on here. There's no Mother Nature out there, baby. There's no Mother Nature. Mother Nature, she does not exist. She never has. Again, that's man-made paganism rituals. Okay, that's idolatry the Most High was telling us about. This is what we wanted to follow. We wanted to follow the people of the world who didn't have the Most High. They didn't have him. And those are the people we chose to follow. Let's see if we can look up Luke 16:29. Let's pull up Luke. Okay, let's pull up Luke real fast and see. Luke 16:29. Because, family, it's real out here. It's very real out here. Luke 16 and verse 29. And it reads, Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Okay? He said, let them hear him. They had Moses and the prophets, but we didn't listen. We don't want to hear that. And it says, and also too, I'm going to read something to you guys, because this is what happens. Most I said, the laws are going to say, he says, I'm going to read also Luke chapter 16, verse 17. And it's easier for heaven and earth to pass than one title of the law to fail. Okay? And it talks about stuff, because Luke talks about all kinds of things. Like right now, you know, whosoever put away his wife and marry another committeth adultery. And whosoever marrieth her that is put away from her husband committeth adultery. Okay? So we have all these men so-called marrying these extra women and doing all this kind of stuff. You're still dealing with polygamy. Okay? You're dealing with adultery. It's adultery, family. And here a lot of this thing, people taking the scriptures and turning it all around to fit their worldly, fleshly needs. Because believe me, you're not going to be marrying more than one woman. Adam had one wife. Okay? Just one. There's no books with no others. There's no others. None of that. I know they want to say it to fit their fleshly desires, but no. Abraham had one wife, and of course he ended up with another one, but that was due to his wife's misbehavior, her conduct, because that was not supposed to be the way. Most High said one woman, one man together. And you were supposed to be fruitful and multiply. So polygyny and all these worldly things are all of the flesh, and the Most High is tired of it. He's done now. That's why he's allowing so much stuff to go down and so much wrath to be upon the earth and against his people first. To the Jew first, then the Gentile families. So when things start to come down, like these plagues that are coming out, it's going to be to you unfaithful ones first. And to, then to the Gentiles. But you're going to get the first one. So again, family, it's time to be wise in this hour, because we are definitely in the last days. We're here, family. There's no turning back. Be strong and be very wise in these hours. Open your souls to the Most High, family. Open this book. Open the good book and see it beyond just allegories and memes. This is history. History and prophet in this book. It's telling you what's to go down. It's telling you how to handle the situation. It's telling you how to be prepared mentally as well as spiritually here. So come out of her, my people. Come out of her, children of Zion. Come out of her, daughter of Zion. Come out of her. Come out of these wickedness. Because Most High, he's done now. And his wrath is beginning to get stronger and stronger. And if you want to be protected and prepared from it, you might want to open your book and get to reading. Seriously. Actually, pray. You need to start opening your mind and pray and ask the Most High to open you up so you can see what's happening, so you can be prepared spiritually. Because the war is happening. It's here. I know a lot of us don't see it that way, but it's here. And the Most High is allowing people to get marked, so they get separated. The wheat and the tares are gone, are happening. And a lot of us have been marked and didn't even realize what was going on because they weren't aware of the Most High's words. They weren't paying attention, too busy in Christianity. And all these religions are not getting the truth because religions are used to distract you and to pull you away from the Most High. So a lot of you guys have been marked and don't even know it yet. And it's sad. And I'm sorry to hear that for a lot of you. But for those of us who are still going strong and in the Word of the Most High and a little skeptical about what's going on and a little have questions, great. Have those questions. And go to the Most High with them so he can send somebody away to be able to break this down and help support you in your spiritual protection for what is happening on this earth in these last days. Family, stay strong and stay focused in the Most High. Hallelujah, and have a blessed evening.